Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yeah, welcome in, pro wrestling fans. Buffet Club, assemble. It's a Saturday edition, a weekend edition of Busted Open here on the podcast. I'm Ryan McKinnell, your weekend host. Got the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, holding it down here on a Saturday. And on this episode, we take a deep dive into the Usos and them making history last night on Friday Night SmackDown. What does it mean for their run, the tag team division? And we ask the questions, what team should be on the docket to dethrone the Usos as the greatest tag team in the history of the WWE? We'll chop all of that up and more. And of course, it wouldn't be a weekend edition of Busted Open if we didn't give you weekly winner for the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. And there was a surprise last week, and I'm thinking there's going to be another big surprise this week. So make sure you don't miss it. All you got to do is sit back, relax, and click play. Let's get it going. Busted Open on a Saturday. This generation's rockers, this generation's Heart Foundation, absolutely, unequivocally, the Usos in the New Day. And we got an absolute banger, an absolute classic last night to kick off SmackDown.
Yeah, I thought last night was like the Midnight Express meets the rockers. It was like, you know, it was high-flying, very good technical wrestling, but man, they pulled out all the bells and whistles, man. It looked like a pay-per-view.
That's exactly, diving absolutely off the top,
yeah, like spinning, whirling dervishes, like you name
the false the false finishes.
Oh my god, man, I thought it was over like four times, and I was like, wow, they're gonna win. Oh, they got me. And that's a good thing. You know, when somebody gets you and you've expected it not to be that way, and you say, oh, well, they've changed the programming up a little bit, this might happen. Like, right. I was on the edge of my seat. Like, it was really, really good, man. And like you said, it started the show.
Yes.
You want to set the tempo to where, follow this. And how many people you think turned away from it during a commercial? Nobody.
Not many.
Nobody.
Yeah.
They had you reeled in, like you really wanted to see what happened. And kudos to them, man. Like, damn, really good job by everybody involved.
And again, can't stress enough how important that was to kick off the show, to create that I guess like the suspension of disbelief, right? Because again, if that match ends the show at 6:30 and you know you've got a half an hour until 7, well, then you know for the next 27 minutes, this is how this match is going to play out for the most part. And it's going to be really good because you can see the time clicking down. But again, the unknown and the way that you kick off the show and you're not counting down the time and you're not focused on the clock, or at least that's the way I watch, right? I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there who watch just like I do. I feel like that decision really added to how special this match was, because I wasn't counting down the clock. I wasn't going away for a commercial break. I wasn't doing anything other than locked in, asking myself, oh my God, how much longer can this go? What more can they do? What else can they pull out to tell this story. That's how I was watching that match. And at every turn, I was extremely pleasantly surprised at every turn, every set, every false finish, and the outcome itself, with the Usos retaining going on now. I think this is day 483. And as we head into Monday Night Raw, which will be their coronation, they will now become the Usos, the longest reigning tag team in WWE history. And I have no problem with that. Like, I mean, talk about well-deserved.
Yeah, it's well-deserved. And it reminds me a lot of AEW. When as soon as the show comes on, there's somebody in the ring is ready to go. And that's that goes understated a lot of times for the wrestling fan, because you don't need to get warmed up.
No.
You're already warm.
Especially when you build to something like this, Mark, which the WWE did a great job of building to this big pay-per-view
exactly
type matchup. They told you it was going to mean something, right? They sold it like it was going to mean something, and then they presented it as it meant something. Everything from the commentary to the pre-fight build to the match itself to the delivery to the post-match, everything was the shit. And I say the post-match, also the backstage interaction between him and them and Roman, which I thought was outstanding.
And you can't understate Roman being proud.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like, Roman is about Roman most of the time. It's like, you know, acknowledge me. Mm-hmm. It's about, you know, I helped make you. But even Roman stepped back and was like, hey, man, I see you. Like, congratulations. Like, it was, man, that was... It's what wrestling's supposed to be. And Tony Khan does a hell of a job of that. And, you know, I have to take off my AEW hat a lot of times when I do the show.
Of course.
I think that influence on pro wrestling is what is why we're getting what we're getting now. People want it. They want wrestling right away. Like, man, I always say, well, it looks like there's been enough talk. and a lot of times, there is too much talk. And that was not yesterday. Yesterday was about that action. And the immortal words of our friend Beast Mode, I'm about that action, boss. And that dude, I mean, listen, they gave us the action yesterday.
They really did. And yeah, you can bring up AEW, because I think AEW on some level, you know, I don't know how much influence it has over the WWE product, but I think you can't deny over the last few years. Listen, there's a reason personally why Dynamite so often and Rampage on other weeks and in the past has won weekly winner. And I think for me as a fan of the art, the best pro wrestling is done, you know, the best pro wrestling product, the best pro wrestling storytelling is done inside the ring. And maybe on some level, AEW showed on a larger scale, on a television scale, on a week-to-week basis, that you can tell stories with long, exciting matches, and the consumers, the fans, Mark, will be there for it. Because for so long, it was the WWE or nobody, and the WWE did it their way. And a lot of the time, they saved all their matches for the pay-per-view. Like, very rarely did you get a 30-minute banger to kick off a primetime show, right?
Right,
I'm not saying it didn't happen, because it did. I just feel like it's happening more, Mark.
Well, I mean, you might have got a 15-minute banger, a 20-minute banger, but, I mean, you go 30 minutes, like, that's something altogether different. And with the implications of who those players were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it was absolutely impressive, man, to with the implications, to see that match happen the way that it happened, and on live TV.
Yeah.
You just mentioned that. Like, let's not let this go understated. There was not a pay-per-view. That was not the match that you got at Crown Jewel. That was on SmackDown. Bro, like, incredible.
I'm I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's exactly where I was going to go after you were done finishing, was this happened on free television. And that cannot be overstated how important that is, because, Mark, this is the type of rivalry, this is the type of match that can bring in new fans. At the very least, shape a fan forever. A 7, an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, right, watching this. I was enamored. I brought up the two names, right? I mean, a couple of names that I brought up that really shaped me growing up in the tag team division, the Hart Foundation and the Rockers. Now, their, what was it, the Saturday night main event? The one that didn't, the top rope broke and everything kind of, you know, didn't work out the way that the Hart Foundation at the time wanted. Brett's talked at length about that and what that meant for them. But again, or it was the Rockers, excuse me, not the Hart Foundation. But again, an influential match that they knew how much it meant at the time didn't really work out in the same ways, but it was done with the same sort of spirit. This is going to matter. This is going to be a generational match. Now, luckily, last night on SmackDown, we didn't have any of those shenanigans. We didn't have any problems, but it was with that spirit of the Rockers and the Hart Foundation on primetime television with so much on the line, generationally speaking, that you don't do it behind a paywall. You don't put it on Peacock. This is one of the most important matches that you're going to have for a division. And here's another thing, the tag team division. Thank you, Triple H. Thank you for making tag team wrestling matter again, right? And putting a premium on that. They did that and they showed how important it was, kicking it off on Fox, on primetime, for free. Again, generationally speaking, Mark, that part of the equation is so important.
Yeah, and I want to see the Viking Raiders, and I want to see the other tag team step up again and it not be a two-dog race.
Sure.
So I know that's coming, because you wouldn't build up a division in tag team and not have more than just two tag teams to really get the job done. So, yeah, definitely. Thanks for putting the emphasis on the tag division.
Yeah, and you know what else I liked about that match? The We Want Sammy chance that we got during the match, and Jay puts his hands over his ears and Jimmy responds, "He's not even here, so shut up." Like, they knew they were going to be hearing stuff for Sami Zayn when he didn't show up at Crown Jewel and he wasn't here this week. I'm sure the Usos were prepared for, you know, some sort of Usy chance or some sort of Sami chance, and I thought they played off that wonderfully.
There was a bunch of signs that you made me cover my face up because it made me laugh. There was so many signs that's like, I'm feeling extra Usy. I saw the extra Usy sign. Are you feeling Usy? Like the crowd was out in full force. They love some Sami Zayn, and I can't wait for Sami to be involved in his own thing. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine him telling the Usos, "Hey, I'm going after this guy. I don't need help. I got it." And Roman going, "Hey, what's with the, you not needing any help? No, not like that, Tribal Chief." You know, like, just the I can see it all unfold already. Yeah. And I can't wait, man. Like, Sammy got to get his own shine away from the, you know, maybe even Sokoa might get involved in it. You know, like, think about all the endless possibilities. Oh my God, man!
It's a long road between now and WrestleMania, Mark. We got some fun stories to be told.
It's a lot of fun stuff could be done.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Hey everyone, it's Howard Bender from the Andy Up Podcast. Every weekday, Adam Ronis and I serve you up the picks, plays, and fantasy information needed to win your bets. You know, this isn't just your average sports betting show, though, for one very good reason. We won't tell you what to do unless we've already done it ourselves. That's right. We put our money where our mouths are, so we're just as invested in each bet as you are. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
Monday Night Raw, what are you doing? Austin Theory cashing in his money in the bank for a secondary title. Like, yeah, that's what I run the gauntlet for. That's why I'm a professional wrestler, so I can be the third best wrestler on a roster. What was that bullshit?
Oh my gosh. You didn't just start the show with like the elimination chamber. You just eliminated. Three sentences in. I know who's not.
Yeah, that's a squash match. That's what that shit is.
What? Wow.
No, man, come on. Not only was it everything that I just said, it was an open challenge. You actually talked about this before the show started. Like, what?
That was my thing. It was an open challenge. Why didn't you just accept the open challenge? You talk about, I told you, we'll poke holes in your shit. When it get the weekly winner,
yeah,
we will poke holes in your theory. No pun intended. And
where's the logic?
I guess.
Make it make sense. How sway?
Oh, my God, man. I guess we have to go ahead and eliminate Monday. We have
you
to eliminate
think?
It.
Hey, listen, man. We don't have like an exact criteria. You know, we like moments help, returns help, great matches help. There's all these things that go into to help making a weekly winner and to shape our perception and to, you know, tickle our taste buds, proverbially, if you will. This is the opposite of that shit. This has left a bad taste in my mouth. This was 5 days ago, man. 6 days ago. I don't know. I'm terrible at math. You got me all heated now. This was days ago. I don't remember stuff in the pro wrestling world that's bad. I let it roll off my back like some rainwater. I don't harp on things. This is terrible.
Like a big old duck.
Ugh. Hey, just making noises.
Hey, you know what, man? I'm since you just eliminated, I'm gonna eliminate one too.
Okay.
I'm gonna eliminate NXT.
Okay.
And I'm not gonna discuss it. I'm just gonna eliminate it and keep it moving. But what I do want to talk about, Impact.
Oh, hey, Impact. Yo, Impact last week straight up got me and Tommy's weekly winner, and deservedly so. And now you want to go to Thursday night, and we'll get back to Wednesday here in a second. But Thursday night, Jordynne Grace and Shaw going to war in that main event. Holy shit, Mark. I know that's where you were going.
You know what? I was going to go there. I was going to go there. I was going to get there, but I was going to start with the fact that
all right.
We got Mickie James in an elimination. As probably as good a match as Chelsea Green has had in her career.
Man, I'd agree with that. Absolutely.
And then you have Tommy Dreamer and Macklin in the hallway chopping it up. And then you have Bully Ray too.
Yeah. Bully Ray, hell,
bro. So now, the only people that's not on Impact is me, you, Dave, the Thunder Rosa,
and Ariel running the DJ, running the
and Ariel being the DJ
coming back with Do or Die.
Bro, I'm very excited for them, man. The seed of Busted Open crew, over there at Impact, making a difference. And we talk about how to do, what to do, when to do it.
Yeah.
And they're over there actually affecting the show. And that show is better.
Yes, it is.
It is better. And that I don't think that is not a direct correlation of having Mickie James, Bully Ray, and Tommy Dreamer on that show. The brain trust between those three, working with all those young people and some of the people that are older, but you know, you're only as good as is the person that you're in the ring with.
Yeah.
And they're able to lead those young men and women too. So shout out to our Busted Open crew over at Impact, making a damn difference, because you and I both know, and it's no secret. About a year ago, it was hard to watch Impact.
Yeah.
It was hard to watch
a little bit of a downswing.
NXT after Adam Cole and all of the guys left.
Yeah.
And they really basically made NXT a shell of what the Black and Gold was.
Almost like they went out of their way to make it a show with the 2.0
on purpose. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was almost like it was purposefully done.
Yeah.
But now, bro, they're back. I want them to get network TV. I get access. So I watch it freely.
Yeah.
No problem.
I'm the same way. Yeah.
Not to mention, if I'm on the road and I'm not home, I have direct TV. I can watch it on my direct TV. And if I'm if I'm somewhere where I have to pay for it, and I use my computer, man, it's less than $3. Like, go on YouTube and just buy it. It's worth it. It's worth it now. I'm saying that, and they're not paying me. I don't work for them.
No, you work for AEW, but you always tell the
truth. I work at AEW.
We spent the majority of the show talking about WWE. So yeah, I mean, yeah.
Bro, I'm not gonna be that dude.
Oh, I know.
Shit was good. $3 is nothing. You can get 2 McGriddles for that. Well, not now.
I was just saying, easy Hall of Famer.
You can get a McGriddle for that.
You can get a McGriddle. I think you can do that. You can get a 2-liter for that. I know what $3 costs. A 2-liter is $3 at my – shout out to Rathmans, my gas station by my house. That's where I get my 2-liters.
Shout out to Rathmans.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, man, like, guys, like, tune in – to Impact. It's a hell of a damn show.
It really is. And listen, yeah. Oh, sorry, but you ran down the gamut of the things we liked, and obviously, again, Dreamer and Bully and Mickie James and that match she had with Chelsea Green. But again, that main event with Grace and Shaw, that Mark, that's up there for the best match of the week, and I mean that with full understanding that we had the Usos and the New Day.
And bro, they had Jordan Grace. She just had the one with Slamovich. Like, what, a week ago or 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks
ago. She batting 1,000 right now.
That girl.
This has been a hell of a month for her.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a year for that woman. When you think about, I mean, the social media champion, which I feel like was kind of made for her. And then what she's done, it obviously is a Knockouts champion. And the way she's carrying on the lineage of that title, because the Knockouts championship, obviously, that has a deep, rich history steeped in some of the best professional wrestling that we've seen from the ladies, right? Damn the ladies, women or men, right? The Knockouts championship, that means something. And Jordan Grace is, man, she's just doing great things with that title. She wrestles with authority. She wrestles with conviction. She looks like an ass kicker, and she presents herself in that way. And it looks like she takes a lot of pride being the Knockouts champion. And it plays, man, in the main event, you know, on a Thursday night. It's easy to see. And it's easy to see why we're objectively talking about this being a great show.
Yeah, Jordan Grace is she has grown into her womanhood. And hyper believable, still doing some things that, you know, she can do without doing, you know, and I'm not going to get into the negatives because
that's
it's
fine.
Her prerogative. Every wrestler tries to do stuff just because I can, rather than not questioning not if you should. And I think if I talk to her personally and not on the air about it, then she'll be in agreement, because that's just, you know, what it is. We all do shit that, you know.
Sure.
I used to jump from the ring through the ropes to the floor. The chocolate mousse. I
that's
mean,
right.
Nobody looked at that and went, oh, yeah, that fits. It showed my athleticism. And I think that's where Jordan is with it. Mm-hmm. But you got to pick your spots. And I think that she didn't choose her spots in that situation all the way. And it's who you work with. I think if she did that to somebody bigger, it would be more helpful. And if I did it, I would probably have somebody come and grab me as I'm diving through the ropes and try to, you know, stop me from looking cool. You know, but anyway, that's a conversation for another. I thought that the match was incredible.
Now
it was a really, really good show. All in all, with Macklin's promos, like I felt the realness in his voice, and Joe Hendry getting over. He getting over, man. You listen
him
to
and
that
Brian
crowd.
Myers.
Man, it was a good show. And
yeah, it was.
I have to move on.
I was gonna actually. Oh yeah, sorry. Go ahead. No, I was gonna say I actually wanted you to go back to Wednesday because I wanted to hear your thoughts on Dynamite, because I like the 2 out of 3 falls match to close down the show with Danielson and Guevara. But some of the stuff in between, like I'm like, it's nice to see Jeff Jarrett still doing his thing. It's nice to see him, you know, healthy and looking as youthful and as exuberant as anyone could for his age. I mean, he's absolutely a legend of this game, but it's just, there's something that's not vibing with me when you got a guy like him going out there and getting TV time and kind of the staples, the originals of AEW, or even like a guy like Miro who's come along. I'm trying to understand the storytelling and the cohesion, because a lot of the times on Wednesday night, at least over the last few weeks, Mark, I'm struggling to understand where that cohesion is.
Well, I'm not writing the show.
No, I know.
But what I do see is a lot of guys getting time that was not getting airtime.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to do a case study. You have to put people out in front of the world of wrestling and see what feedback you get.
Okay.
Is this person a viable commodity? Is this somebody that we need to put on again? How did they look out there? Like, what was the numbers while they were on screen? And then you can say, okay, well, that number wasn't that good. Or that number was pretty good. We need to put them in there with so-and-so, and then we'll have something. Like, so I think I applaud AEW for trying and putting people out there that haven't really got a shot. That's the thing about Brian Cage that I was saying. Brian Cage deserves that time because he earned that before he left. He just had a problem, and then he came back, and he's been kicking ass and taking names ever since. So, you know, a starting quarterback, a starting player in the NFL cannot lose their position due to injury.
Yeah. Okay.
And I feel like that's where he was. He was a starting player in the league, and he, you know, for whatever reason of him taking a setback, they reset, and now he's back, and why should he lose his spot?
Okay. Fair point. And you bring up compelling cases to obviously back up that point. And that's why you are where you're at. And that's why you've obviously have the respect of an entire industry. Now we flip the script and we talk about respect for an entire industry. Saraya and Britt Baker going back and forth. We know how much Saraya respects and loves this industry. And it's an industry that she's going to be able to compete in once again, because she shared the information on Wednesday. She is cleared to wrestle again. And that came in a really fiery promo back and forth with Britt Baker. I didn't hate it, Mark. I didn't hate it.
Man, I didn't hate it either. And at first, when Britt was giving her the rundown, I was like, ew, ooh, shit. Man, this is a little saucy.
A little bit. It felt
Man,
that way.
I don't know if Paige's going to be able to. And brother, did she ever. And I retort. And she
well, allow me
able...
to retort.
Bro. She talked about her love and passion. She talked about what she's done for the business and when she was doing it and how you were probably playing with dolls when I was doing it. You're welcome. I opened the door for women like you. She shattered the ceiling, or helped shatter that ceiling to get, and she was like, yeah, I made mistakes along the way. I had my problems, my issues. And I love the fact that she owned that shit.
Yeah, she referenced the majority of the controversies and even some of the things that weren't her fault, obviously referencing some of the tumult and trials she's been through. Yeah.
And her passion for the industry and the fact that she is cleared enough and she is cleared to the point to where now I don't just have to listen to people talk trash. If I want to do something about it, now I could come and do something about it. And here I am. And, bro, that crowd was eaten out of the palm of her hand. And I thought that they were going to get away without any physicality. But, of course, Britt Baker just couldn't let well enough go. And got her ass planted.
True heel move. True heel move. Yeah, yes. True, no.
She's a true heel to a heart.
That was a great back and forth, Mark. That was probably my favorite part of Wednesday. Not sure it's going to be enough to get him weekly winner, though, and we pivot over to Friday and we talk about weekly winner potential. I don't know if anyone put themselves more ahead of the curve, at least starting the show, than Friday Night SmackDown did with that classic historic tag team matchup. Once again,
you mean the best the match of the week?
That best match of the week, the Usos in the New Day.
And not only was it the best match of the week, it was the most compelling matchup and the biggest buildup for a match during the week.
Yes. It felt the sometimes biggest. It meant the most.
When you build stuff up, it doesn't live up to the billing.
Yeah, like Austin Theory walking around with the Money in the Bank briefcase for months and then going out there and trying to cash in for the U.S. fucking title.
When you could just accept the open challenge.
Yeah, there's an option.
How about that?
How about that one?
Oh.
Anyway.
But we eliminated them, so why are we talking about them? We eliminated that show.
I'm traumatized, clearly.
Yes, you are. Yes. But it's very rare that we give a weekly winner to somebody that based off one match.
Is that where you're going? It's time. Sorry. Wrong show. Hey, at least I did Orange Cassidy.
That show was last night, though.
Yeah, it was. And also, hey, also, man,
and what's the fucking deal with Orange Cassidy? Every time
I
interview him, he tries to steal my stuff.
And here's the thing, the dude don't even talk that often. Like, he thinks that he's going to come in there and bring the catchphrase. Like, dude, like, that's your shit.
Well,
that is your spot. That's like a world's strongest slam. That's, come on, man.
Bro, I don't want to come out of retirement because I hurt so bad. But that son of a bitch, one more time, part two of my killing spree might start.
Feel like Pinky and next Friday. Say it again. Say another mother. This word is over. Or this show is over.
Oh my God.
You
turn
it
anyway,
into Pinky.
Man.
You got your Jerry curl in your suit. You got your driver. Maybe spill my yak.
Look, it looked wet, but it was dry. me with a Jerry curl wig on would pop a lot of people.
Bro, that needs to be next Halloween. You just showed up dripping with your As soul Pinky? Glow. Just let that soul glow.
Hey, put it on the calendar, guys. Ryan McKinnell just called his shot. Next year.
Should we do dueling Pinky outfits? I'll do a Pinky. I want to be Pinky though too. Can we both be
we
Pinky?
We're gonna be the special dark chocolate and alpine chocolate pinkies.
Alpine chocolate. We got a mixed bag for next Halloween. We're already fantasy booking next Halloween, man. I'm here for it. I'm here let's for it. All right, now, let's seriously, it is weekly winter time. We are coming down to the end.
Oh, man.
One match? Does one match
it's
get it
hard.
Done for you?
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to put, you know, because they had a good show, but it was one match that really stood out. And shit.
It feels like to me, you're between SmackDown and you're between Impact, which is where I'm at.
Yes.
Yeah, that's and where I'm at.
I almost had to give it to Impact, bro. I mean, it was one match, and granted, that match was so fucking good, and it was 30, it was all a quarter of the show.
Yeah.
And you tie in Roman Reigns, you know, being involved in the Bloodline, and it's a Bloodline thing. I'm gonna have to, Jordynne Grace carried it over in the main event, and you know, I'm gonna have to give it to Impact.
Ooh. Impact. I know
this is controversial. It's controversial, but I have to give it to Impact.
It's not controversial, man. It was honestly, in terms of the entirety of a 2-hour show, Impact was better. But then you factor in a historic match, not just a historic match, a match that sets the longest reigning tag team championship in the history of the WWE and two of the greatest tag teams of a generation. Man, but you know what? We say it. It's for the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. Not the best match.
Not the best match.
That was in the weekend. Show. It's Impact. It's Impact, bro. Back-to-back weeks. Impact is getting it unanimously.
Holy
that
shit.
That is crazy. This has never
Impact
happened before.
Is building momentum. They have two wins in a row.
Unanimously from both hosts.
Wow.
You and Tommy last week, you this week, and obviously me on both Saturdays, but that's four wins over the last 2 weeks for winner for Impact.
And last week, in Tommy's defense, people would have said, oh, you just saying that because you were on the show.
They didn't watch the show then.
You didn't watch it.
Nope. Guaranteed
because
you
that
didn't.
Show was, man, it was good
and
as
I'm
hell.
Not saying you could have a better show. You could have had a better show. You could have said a better show was better than Impact, but you couldn't have said Impact wasn't a great show. You couldn't have had a problem with us giving it weekly winner because it was a damn good show. Just like you can't have a problem with us giving it this week.
Yeah, and people like Trey Miguel, who is very underrated.
Yep.
Like, bro, the dude is he needs to be put in the same breath as some of the other high flyers and well equipped body guys. Like the dude looks the part, works the part, and I've yet to see him have a bad match in the last month or two.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.